the administration reaches out to primary care physicians. Welcome to the October 3rd edition of Policy and Practice, the weekly podcast from Global Medical News. I'm Frances Correa. The Health and Human Services Department unveiled a new Affordable Care Act program that rewards primary care physicians who go the extra mile with patients. The Comprehensive Primary Care Initiative will pay doctors a monthly bonus to provide services they now squeeze into their busy day for free, things like creating a care plan or reviewing test results over the phone. Medicare wants to encourage primary care physicians to spend more time with each patient and to be available 24/7. First, though, Medicare is inviting private insurers and big employers to offer the same incentive payments. Then the agency will ask doctors to participate. Officials said they hope to get the program off the ground by next summer. And so far, the reaction from physicians has been positive. American Medical Association President Dr. Peter Carmel said the payments acknowledge the full scope of work that physicians do.
Physicians want to deliver coordinated, cost-effective care that improves patient outcomes, but the current payment system often penalizes the valuable services that makes these improvements possible.
Meanwhile, new data on health insurance shows premiums are going up. They rose 9% this year, according to a survey from the Kaiser Family Foundation. Average annual employee premiums were a little more than $4,000, while employers kicked in nearly $11,000. The 9% hike eclipsed both inflation and increases in workers' wages. The White House blamed the high premiums in part on insurance companies overestimating medical costs, and they criticized insurers for raising premiums while their own profits soared. And in legal news, it looks like the Supreme Court could give the final word on the constitutionality of the Affordable Care Act as early as next year. Here's Mary Ellen Schneider with more.
In court papers filed last week, the Obama administration asked the High Court to review a decision by an Atlanta-based appeals court that struck down the law's mandate that all Americans have health insurance. White House officials said they want to move the case to the Supreme Court so they can put the legal challenges to rest and move on with the law's implementation. But they aren't the only ones asking the court to intervene. 26 states and the National Federation of Independent Business, all of whom oppose the Affordable Care Act, also filed legal papers seeking a Supreme Court review. The High Court begins its new session today. If it accepts the controversial health law case, a decision would probably come in the middle of the 2012 presidential campaign.
Join us next week for more news on how physicians are trying to influence the deliberations of the Deficit Reduction Supercommittee. And that's the Policy and Practice Podcast. I'm Frances Correa.